Chapter 36, I get a job at Rockefeller Center Rink. I'll tell you what goes hand in hand with trying to break into the acting business in New York, and that is that one has to get a day job. It just goes with the territory. So skating around New York those first few weeks, I'd always fly down Fifth Avenue and past Rockefeller Center, and one day I was skating by and noticed that there was an ice skating rink there with people skating, and I thought, what the hell, maybe I could get a job there. So I skated on in and asked to see the manager. And I asked him if he needed anyone, and lo and behold, I got hired as a skate guard right there on the spot. Maybe the fact that I was wearing roller skates had something to do with it, or maybe it was that confident winning attitude that I had back then, but I can tell you I was thrilled. Can you imagine getting a job, and when you get it, you describe your reaction as thrilled? I was either lucky or God was taking care of me, and I tend to think it was the latter. It was the perfect job for me. I used to play hockey every winter as a kid growing up in Chicago, and it was my favorite pastime. Secondly, have you ever been to Rockefeller Center in New York? I mean, hell, when people visit New York, Rockefeller Center is at the top of the list of places to visit, and now I was a part of it. The location and atmosphere is as good as it gets, smack dab in the middle of all the action. It just doesn't get any better. It was such a cool job in so many ways that I almost wish that I could work there again sometime. And if this book doesn't sell, I may have to do just that. Put it this way. I was getting paid to do what I love to do, and that's skate. And to top it all off, I was working at the one and only Rockefeller Center in the very center of everything. End of chapter.